In a small mountain village, there lived a young man named Kaito, who was eager to achieve great success. He had dreams of becoming a renowned scholar, but no matter how hard he tried, he felt as if he was stuck in the same place. Frustrated by his lack of progress, Kaito decided to seek the wisdom of the village's revered Zen master, known for guiding people through their greatest struggles. One morning, Kaito made the long journey up the mountain to the master's temple. Bowing deeply, he said, "Master, I have worked hard, but success eludes me. No matter how much effort I put in, I cannot reach my goals. What is stopping me from achieving the success I seek?" The Zen master listened quietly and then gestured for Kaito to follow him to a nearby forest. They walked in silence until they came to a clearing, where the master picked up a large stone and handed it to Kaito. "Carry this stone with you," the master said, "and I will show you the three biggest enemies of success." First enemy, fear of failure. As they walked, the stone began to feel heavy in Kaito's arms. The master spoke, "The first enemy is fear of failure. It is like this stone, heavy, weighing you down. When you fear failing, you hesitate, and every step forward becomes a burden. You doubt yourself, and in doing so, you create obstacles in your own mind." Kaito's arms grew tired, and he realized how much the fear of making mistakes had paralyzed him. He had been afraid to take bold steps, worried that he would fail, and this fear had made his journey to success slow and painful. "Success requires courage," the master continued. "Those who fear failure avoid the unknown, and thus, they never discover what they are truly capable of. When you let go of fear, you lighten the load you carry." Second enemy, lack of discipline. The master then led Kaito to a steep path winding up the mountain. The way was rocky and uneven. Kaito, still holding the stone, struggled to keep his balance. "The second enemy of success is lack of discipline," the master said. "It is like this rocky path. Without steady effort, without commitment, you will stumble again and again. Many people start with enthusiasm, but few have the discipline to continue when the way becomes difficult." Kaito thought of the many times he had given up when his work became too hard, when distractions pulled him away from his goals. He realized that his lack of consistency was another stone he had been carrying, slowing his progress. "Discipline is the bridge between desire and achievement," the master said. "Without it, your dreams will remain distant, no matter how strong your intentions." Third enemy, complacency. They reached a high ridge where they could see the village far below. The master pointed to a large tree with thick, twisted roots that had grown over the years, firmly planted in the ground. "The third enemy of success," the master said, "is complacency. Like this tree, once you become comfortable with where you are, you stop growing. Many people reach a certain level of success and then settle. They believe they have arrived, but true success is a journey without end." Kaito reflected on how often he had felt content with small victories, thinking he had done enough, only to find his dreams slipping further away. He understood now that complacency had made him stop reaching higher, satisfied with small gains instead of striving for true greatness. The Zen master placed a hand on Kaito's shoulder. "Complacency is the enemy of growth. Those who think they have achieved enough close the door to further success. Remember, success is not a destination. It is the continuous pursuit of improvement." The lesson. By now, Kaito's arms were aching from carrying the stone, and he realized how much the weight had slowed him. He looked to the master and said, "Master, I understand now. These enemies, fear of failure, lack of discipline, and complacency, have been holding me back, like this stone I carry. How can I overcome them?" The master smiled and said, "The first step is to let go of the stone." Kaito, feeling the weight of his burden, gently placed the stone on the ground. Instantly, he felt lighter, more free. "The enemies of success live in your mind," the master said. "Fear of failure must be replaced with the courage to take risks. Lack of discipline must be transformed into steady, consistent effort, and complacency must give way to a hunger for growth, no matter how much you achieve. When you release these enemies, your path becomes clear." Kaido bowed deeply, feeling both humbled and empowered. He had been fighting against invisible enemies, and now he saw the truth. Success was not blocked by external forces, but by the battles within himself. As Kaido descended the mountain that day, he felt a new sense of purpose. He had learned that the path to success was not simply about hard work. It was about freeing the mind from fear, committing to discipline, and never settling for less than what was possible. And with these lessons, his journey to true success began. This Zen story teaches that success is often hindered by internal forces rather than external ones. Fear of failure, lack of discipline, and complacency are the greatest enemies to achievement. To succeed, one must cultivate courage, consistency, and a continual desire for growth.